ominous feet hurry now, pounding the ground in a frenzy. There is no mistaking it. This is a rooster on a rampage, the bane of many an otherwise peaceful barnyard. Unless you're on the receiving end of those spurs, it may look, at least to others, hilarious. A 2-foot-tall bird, mostly made of air, weighing only 6 pounds, can easily scare a 150-pound, 6-foot-tall human being into running away. But an angry rooster can draw blood. What should you do? Years ago, my husband joined the ranks of the many backyard chicken farmers, their kids, and their visitors who have been unexpectedly confronted with this very dilemma. His quite reasonable reaction was, like most of our poultry-keeping colleagues, to spring to his feet and hastily get out of the way. But now, many years later, my neighbor, Ashley Nagley, suggests a different course of action, one that is staggeringly counterintuitive. In this situation, it's best, she insists, to pick them up. What? Cuddle them, she continues. Talk to them in a soft voice. Do your chores while you're holding them close. Watch out for the beak, she advises, because he might bite. If possible, wrap the rooster's feet in a towel or a blanket to protect yourself from his spurs. But gathering the angry bird into your arms and carrying him around is, she assures, the best and only foolproof way to train a rowdy rooster to become a loving friend. By the time I spoke with Ashley, my husband and I had lived among chickens for decades, including the occasional rooster or two. The guys had all started out as sweet baby chicks, turned into affectionate and assertive young cockerels, and some of them remained perfect gentlemen their whole lives. But occasionally we'd get one who changed. Then what? We'd never heard of Ashley's training method. When we began keeping chickens in the late 1980s, way before the internet with its advice for all matters at your fingertips, way before the pandemic craze for backyard poultry, we had no idea how to contend with a rooster gone rogue, other than to find him another home. Now we know what to do. Our travels in what I call the chicken universe, as you shall see in the following pages, have been a multi-decade voyage, a journey of revelation. New discoveries continue to this day. In 2023, a study published in the journal PLOS ONE reported that roosters recognize their own reflections in mirrors, a common, though contested, measure of self-awareness. Previous experiments show that apes, like humans, do this. When chimps who are familiar with mirrors are knocked out and their faces marked with red dye, they'll examine their faces in the glass and touch the red marks, showing they recognize the reflection as their own. But male birds are famous for attacking their own reflection in the window, especially disturbing when the bird is a cassowary, a 5-foot-tall, 120-pound flightless native of Australia and New Guinea, who can break a plate glass window with a single kick. Up till last year, roosters failed the mirror test. But then a German scientist tried another way. Sonja Hillmacher, a University of Bonn researcher, gave roosters time in a mirrored enclosure. But how to tell if they recognized themselves? Knowing that roosters warn others of danger, she projected a hawk silhouette over the test roosters to see what they'd do. When another rooster was visible through the partition, the subject of the experiment tried to warn his comrade of the danger. But if there was nothing but mirrors around, no other chickens than himself to be seen, the test rooster was always silent. The researcher actually found this unsurprising. She knew roosters were smart. The difficult part of her work was devising an experiment that was biologically relevant, one that related to things that the rooster encounters in his daily life. That takes patience and careful observation, exactly what makes Ashley's barnyard findings as eye-opening as those from Hillmacher's lab.